Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a woman in San Diego. Her name is Jenna, and she had a dream last week that she had to swallow her engagement ring so that, quote, bad guys wouldn't get it.
What kind of bad guys?
Well, guys who want to steal the ring and sell it or something, I guess. How about this? That was just a dream until she woke up and realized, oh, hey, guess what? I actually did swallow my ring in my sleep. Dude, that's sleepwalking stuff. I've seen Sarah like in the sleepwalking mode where she's doing stuff. So she probably did get up, sleepwalk away to swallow that ring.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ever had that happen, like where you dream something and you're actually doing it while you're dreaming it?
I can't really talk about that on the radio.
Oh, geez.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, that went I was interesting.
I've done that to other people, but
that's even better. I see. I was by myself.
I had a dream where my brother came up and sat on me like we did in like middle school and high school. He's like, I'm going to fart on you. I'm going to fart on you. I'm like, get off of me, because that's what siblings do. And in my dream, I pushed him off of me. And in that motion, I knocked everything off my nightstand.
Congratulations.
Good job.
So I did push something, but there goes my alarm clock, my phone, everything.
Yeah, luckily her brother filmed it, and we have audio of that encounter.
Oops. Yeah, is that the encounter?
Yep. He sounds a lot like me, but that was that was her, him.
Yes.
Yeah. So this,
I had a dream once, and it's kind of embarrassing, but whatever. Yes. It was not very long ago either. I wish I could blame it on being young or drunk or whatever. I had a dream that I was going to the bathroom. And I woke up and I wet the bed.
Oh, congratulations, Steve.
No.
Did your wife wake up? Did Lulu wake up?
She was downstairs.
So, in the morning
that's not
nap.
Good.
It was morning, so I had to go wash the sheets, really.
Did you tell her?
Yeah!
I mean, how are you just going to be like, oh,
why are you washing the sheets?
Totally.
I kind of wet the bed. I have no reason other than I was dreaming that I was going to the bathroom. Oh, it was so weird.
Whoa.
Never had that happen before, and I hope I never have it happen again.
Yeah, because, I mean, the wetting the bed is a thing that you don't want to be that guy.
No!
No, you don't want to be that guy.
Do you ever now since, or even before, like when you go to the bathroom when it's nighttime, do you just like slap yourself awake? Like, okay, make sure this is real. Am I awake?
No, I have not done that. I just chalked it up to a weird thing.
It's a good strategy, Vicky. Yeah. I think she's right. You probably should do that.
I did that this morning. I'm like, I'm so sleepy. Wait, is this a dream? Nope, I'm awake.
Although if I wake up in the middle of the night and I have to go to the bathroom, I'm going in the bathroom. Like, I'm not going to wait. And say, oh, I'll just go when I get up in the morning.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my world.
I think when it was like a time, like I it was around the time when I blew up my voice. So I was drinking like a lot of honey and water and, you know, hot water and honey and tea and all that. So I was drinking more water than I usually do. And I don't think my bladder was ready for that.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you know my world.
Yeah, I don't want to know that world again.
I always have dreams where I'm trying to go to the bathroom, but I can't. And that's when I'm like, oh, I need to probably go to the bathroom for reals. But my like for me, I'm happy that whatever system's in place, you don't want to wet the bed.
But how bad is it? Yeah, you have a dream about going to the bathroom. That's weird.
And this girl had a dream about swallowing her own wedding ring, and she did.
I'm glad I never dreamt about that.
Yeah, that would be, it was her engagement ring. Doctors were able to remove it, and she said, oh, yeah, very, very glad that they could remove the engagement ring that she swallowed in her sleep.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach. I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to look at it and appreciate it in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back, and it does end as a happy, funny story.
Yeah, if you had to wait till it passed, you might have to get her a new ring.
So how did they get it? They vacuum it out or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like they need a surgical procedure at some point. I don't know if a vacuum is going to be the thing that they do.
So she had to went surgery. I think I would have waited for it to pass.
Yeah. That would hurt, especially if it's a diamond.
Well, that's a good point. All right.
Oh. I mean,
like Steve's ring wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, mine's just a rubber thing.
Yeah.
Rubber band.
Oh, yours will pass fine.
I have no problem. I'll just get it. You know what? I'll just get another one. It was $20.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I'm really not going to I'm not married to this thing.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Like, do you think she put her foot down and said, no, doc, I'm not waiting for it to pass? Because that's too disgusting for me. You have to remove it surgically.
Well, maybe Vicky's right. Maybe also the idea that it could maybe do some damage if there's a diamond in there to like the intestinal system. I don't know.
And looking at the news reports, the doctors decided that letting the ring pass naturally wasn't the best option, and she was thankful for that. So yeah, they did an upper endoscopy, procedure where the doctors use a flexible tube with a camera to see the lining of the tract. So it sounds like they kind of just fished it out.
Yeah, they fished it out like doing a colonoscopy.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's amazing. They have the ability to go up in there and just do some fishing. So they did. They said they basically Dysoned that baby out of there.
That's a big old ring, too.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a giant rock.
Yeah, they could find that easily. That's easy. I'm sure they had no problem finding that bad boy.
Wow.
And by the way, whether she wants to believe so or not, it's already in, it's already in what she didn't want to have to fish through. You know, because they don't, it's not like a colonoscopy where you clean yourself out completely and you just have a tract that's completely clear. She, you know what, that ring was hanging out with the peas and the corn and everything else.
I think you have to pull out like the pressure washer and really just go to town and clean that thing.
Yeah, you got
to
microwave that.
You know, sometimes you share embarrassing stories and you realize you're not alone. The texters have come through.
You got a lot of bed peers?
Oh my goodness gracious. BJ, there's some stories. One person says, my wife had a dream last night that she was peeing. And she wet the bed. First time in our 10 years together.
Wow.
Romance.
Wow, some people pay for that.
So it's a Steve. You, buddy. That happened to me. So now when I'm dreaming, if I wake up, I have to pee in a dream. Another person said, my wife had that dream. Oh, that was the same one. Sorry. Happened to me, Steve, but I was drunk in my 20s. Thanks. I know that happens to a lot of people when they're drunk in their
20s. Yeah, when you're drunk in your 20s, you're peeing everywhere. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, you are. I mean, yourself, a wall, it doesn't matter.
We had those stickers, those Bed Wetters Club stickers. And if anyone like in our crew wet the bed in college, we'd put the sticker on their door.
Brutal.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude.
Dude, by the end of the year, everybody had the sticker on their door. It was no longer like
drinking.
Yep. So it's don't feel alone, Steve. I had that same thing happen a couple times when I've had dreams of using the toilet. I'd wake up mid-pee realizing I was in my bed. It felt so real. That's exactly what happened with me.
Oh, and you wake up and then you are irrigating the mattress and you're like, what the hell? Nothing I can do with this.
And it's just like that moment of like confusion, like, I'm an adult. Why am I doing this?
Well, let's not go too crazy.
Quote, unquote, adult.
Yeah, adult is, that's a strong word. I don't know if I put that on you.
I almost got into a car accident because of a dream.
Huh?
I was driving through a pass with my friend, and I was in the passenger seat. It was snowing really bad, and I have a terrible fear of heights. So anytime I go through like a windy mountain pass, I don't know why, I just freak out. But I fell asleep in the passenger seat, and in my dream, the guy that was driving had fallen asleep. So I reached my hand out to grab the wheel, and I woke up from the dream with my hand on the steering wheel, pulling it towards me.
No.
So,
weird.
So Joe rides in the back from now on.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, no joke. He told me, if we ever go through a mountain pass, I have to sleep in the back.
Nice job.
And no one will let me sleep at their house. I think we figured out our rules.
That is so weird. Your mom also has a thing with high bridges and stuff like that. I don't know if you were alive when she used to trip out, but I don't know. It's amazing you got that. It's the first time I've ever heard that about you. I should probably talk to my son more.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't really know a lot about his life.
This is how you learn about him. Yeah. Have him fill in for Danny when Danny's not around.
That's what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got this guy who didn't want to go to the country fair with his parents. So what did he do? Something so extreme that he ended up being arrested.
Yep.
I'll tell you what happened at 8:17 on The Rock. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Very quickly, Steve, the Mitch Levy luck continues.
Levy luck.
It continues. He predicted that the Hawks would win next week against the Saints when they came to town.
Right.
Because, in fact, that Drew Brees wouldn't be playing, and it just is official. He's out for 6 weeks. Drew Brees will not be playing next Sunday against the Hawks.
Wow.
Mitch Levy, man. Go to MitchUnfiltered.com. Check out his podcast. But he's our good luck charm. We got to have him on every week now. We have to.
What if they lose, though? Then what happens?
Then
we have to say goodbye to our friend.
We ship him out of the country. He's done. Okay. We have to send him to another country.
Goodbye, old friend.
Peace out, Mitch.
It's been real.
I hope you enjoy Slapistan. We get this guy in Southern California. He's in his early 20s, and reportedly, this is what he did. He reported a fake mass shooting threat over the weekend, which is horrific to do. And why did he do this? Well, for a stupid reason like a lot of people do. And this reason, he just didn't want to go to the fair. First of all, why wouldn't you want to go to the fair? I mean, I know maybe your parents aren't the coolest people in the world, but There's fair food to sit there and drown out any problems you would have with your parents.
People watching, fair food, ridiculous opportunities for pictures, rides.
Yeah.
Music. Unless this fair sucks. You know, we're lucky with the Washington Fair.
You're right. No doubt about it. But I would hope the L.A. County Fair, I hope if it's their big official one like the Washington State Fair is with us, that, and, you know, but I mean, come on. It's got to have at least an elephant a year.
Now, who feels worse? The parents, where he doesn't want to go with his parents so much he's willing to call in a mass shooting threat. Or the fair, where they're like, this guy doesn't want to go to our fair so badly.
Yeah. Yeah, they better look at themselves as a fair to go, are we really bringing it? Are we bringing the deep fried Oreos the way we need
right.
to?
We need to step it up. We need more turkey legs.
You know what they don't have?
What?
Probably they don't have the good scones like we do.
Well, yeah, who right? does?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You got to, I don't know how you're going to get them because they're a secret recipe like I know.
Why couldn't he just say no? Why can't he say, hey, mom, dad?
What? No? What, a simple no, I don't want to go and then not go?
Or just show up and then ditch them. And just go off and do your own thing.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Well,
or suck it up. You're still living at home, you bottom feeder.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Wow.
Tell us how you
Please
really
don't
feel,
say
Steve.
That to your kid. Give her a couple of years before you call her bottom feeder for living at home.
Okay? I'll wait till she's 12.
Okay, yeah, or at least till she's 27.
Yeah, he's facing charges. He might have to pay the money police spent responding to this fake mass shooting threat. Police held a press conference once they figured out what was going on.
Our investigators believe, and they have learned, that he was planning to go to the fair on Sunday with his parents. And he did not want to go. And he lives in Sylmar with his parents. And though he's 22, he felt that it was appropriate to send this threat. And we believe it was with the intent that it would spark some chaos and commotion. It would be captured on the media. And that then he could use that as an excuse to his parents to not go to the fair. Kind of a crazy thing.
Yeah, kind You're of. You're 22 years old and you've got to get out of these things, like Rev said, without just saying no. God, how, you know what, as parents, you failed. That's mm-hmm. what I have to say. First, your kid's living at home and thinks this is a good idea. So you failed as parents.
I'm looking at a picture of what looks like it's at the LA County Fair. It looks like fun. They got a guy with a tricycle with a giant wheel and corn dogs.
Well, what else do you want?
Right?
They also have a flash mob, but it's a pop and lockin.
Okay.
Flash mob. And they have a lot of pop musicians, which makes me feel really old because I don't know any of them. But they also have like a meet and greet with Marvel characters.
Oh, why is this guy turning these opportunities
down? He's an idiot.
He sucks.
And we haven't even talked about the menu. All we saw was corn dogs, but I'm sure they have more.
Guys, Pitbull was playing.
Pitbull was playing?
There?
That's a hell of a county fair. So it sounds like it's legit, like the size of ours, where they get people to come and play music.
And they got a giant pig mascot wearing a Dodgers jersey.
Well,
what more do you want? Life?
No, that's just an average Dodger fan.
Oh, rude.
Oh,
ouch. And then you blew it up.
I meant to hit that. Meant to be a rim shot. I don't want to sit there and make people think there was a cannon exploding at the fair. I don't want to spread that.
George Lopez performing.
George Lopez?
War.
War?
Was that Lowrider? Is that their song?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
That's nice. The only song, I think.
That's it.
Old Dominion, if you like that country music.
I like New Dominion, actually, whenever they'll show up.
And Chicago, who I feel like they're always...
They're still together?
Yeah, they're always playing fairs. The last time I remember even thinking about Chicago, they were playing the Washington State Fair.
God, it does look like everybody's dad got together just to see what was up.
They're getting that fair money, man.
Getting that fair dough.
Bands do well at the fairs.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't get this guy. Just sucks.
Man, dude, that's a bad thing to do.
What kind of food? Do we know what the food vendor situation is like?
They should have that on the fair website. Oh, you get dinner, buffet, and a concert for one low price. That's a good deal.
I'm seeing a lot of different things. Texas donuts, funnel cake, barbecue, pizza. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Hot dogs, Philly cheesesteaks, nachos.
Oh, the nitro nachos.
In.
All right.
I'm in for all of this.
I am in for all of it. It looks like it's a good size fair.
Yeah, how do you punish? I know they want to punish him the right way and charge him money and all that.
Yeah, punish him, yeah.
I say you set up one of those like Dunkin' tanks and then like people just get the dunk.
Oh, that's a good old fashioned punishment.
Like in cold water.
I was thinking the gallows, but all right, Dunkin' tank is fine.
Wow.
What's the gallows?
That's when you got to go like.
Oh, that thing?
No, those are the
wait,
like the stockades. The gallows
the stockades.
Is when you hang somebody.
Oh, that's why I meant the stockades,
dead.
Yeah. Well, I like the gallows. The gallows is, not the gallows for the guy. Stockade.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel that. I love your explanation of what the gallows is. You would have murdered any of us for doing that on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? You know, it's that thing where you go,
It's great for radio.
You're right. But you know what? Rev figured out I was wrong when I did that.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed
my
what
charades.
You were saying.
My charades is on point, is what I'm saying.
It's great for radio, man.
Yeah, you're right. I really, I would have yelled at all you guys. Right about that. Can't argue with that.
I just think it's sad, though. You have a chance to go to the fair with your family and that. I don't know. And does he hate his family?
You're 22. You're living at home. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, you know, I will tell you, it's the sign that, you know, you should be out of the house. I know it's hard to be out of the house, but honestly, I think
in this situation, you're right.
I think it's better if the parents actually even get him a little apartment and pay the rent. Get him out of the house so he can learn to be autonomous. If you can do that, I think it's better than having him live at home. Sometimes you can't afford that. I get it. And so the next best thing is have him live at home. But you could tell he doesn't want to be with him.
No.
And he's kind of an idiot. So he obviously hasn't learned how not to be an idiot.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to help him get like pay help pay his living situation when he's that disrespectful.
Oh, I agree with you. Now it's all bets are off. I just kick him out. Oh, you know what? It's time for you to figure it out.
Dude, their chili cheese curly fries look
those are amazing.
I thought
looking.
We had an update on the kid and no parents.
No,
oh my gosh.
That's like a brick of fries.
Yeah. That's insane.
It looks like a foot tall.
Okay.
Do you ever, when you go to the fair, do you ever get that big brick of fries?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't realize you can get it with chili cheese on it.
When we went to the Weezer show, we went with my buddy Ethan and his wife.
Stop rubbing it in.
I know, you didn't come.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm so sad about a show I didn't care about until 3 days later.
That's so funny.
But he disappeared for a second, came back, and he just had that giant thing. He's like, I can't eat all this on my own. I'm like, I am your friend. I will help you with that.
That's awesome.
Oh, what a good friend.
Yeah.
Steve, did you say you liked the Weezer show when you saw it?
They were great. They're going to come back.
Someday.
With Green Day next year.
Oh, that's right. I just got to wait till next July.
Yeah, get your tickets now or whenever you can. Yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, BJ.
Woo! All righty. Okay, so... Yeah, that kid's a moron.
He stinks.
Okay, so what you need in life, though, you know, and the fair is, I think, one of those things, man, but people call a simple pleasure. You know, I mean, granted, it may be a little pricey depending on how you go to the fair, but for the most part, the fair offers those simple pleasures in life. You're hanging out, good country air. You got some fun American chow.
You know, country air.
It is.
The smell of sheep
manure
poop.
And hay. Well, yeah. Yes. Great. Yeah,
good country air.
That's what I'm talking about.
And all the machines working. And
yeah.
Yum.
And corn dogs.
Yeah.
Well, we got the corn dogs.
Yeah, see, hopefully the air is pervaded by all the deep fried goodness as opposed to the manure. But these are simple pleasures. As a matter of fact, they did a survey finding out, okay, America, what do you spend on simple pleasures each year? Things that you don't need but make you happy. Turns out we spend about $1,800 on these simple pleasures.
A year.
A year, which is not bad. $1,800 a year on things that'll make you happy, that's a pretty good deal.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like if you combine everything, you know, I think about like I love music, so I'm spending money on concerts and things along those lines. I love to eat, so spending a lot of money on like getting things to go.
Mm-hmm.
I love my black t-shirts. You know, those are mostly given to me for free.
Which is good.
No, I'm kidding.
I thought they were.
Some of them, you know, they cost a pretty penny.
So that's not a very simple pleasure then. You might be spending more on those.
$20 here, $20 there. You never know what happens.
Yeah, I do. It adds up to more than $1,800 a year.
Yeah. At first I was like, that's crazy. And then I start thinking about all the stuff that brings me joy that's simple. And yeah, I'm right around that.
So it's not a simple pleasure because I love my board games, but I know I hope I don't spend more than $1,800
a year.
Definitely.
Oh, you totally do, man.
Yes. I said I hope.
Oh my goodness.
Can I have
hope all you want,
we're
but
we're talking
man.
About monthly, right?
Can I have hope?
I was thinking maybe quarterly.
Yeah, I think Steve's probably the closest, maybe. I don't know, man.
From all the Kickstarters to all the
add-ons.
Does it count if I don't have them yet?
You already spent the money. So
especially
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
and also the money that you're spending to get like all the food and the drinks for the parties that you're having for the board games. Yeah. I think that's part of
and
the simple
you
pleasure.
You also paid someone to paint your minis, right?
That may have happened.
Yeah. That sounds naughty. Yeah.
No, it's on the
hey,
up and up.
It's mostly. A maxi, pal.
Excuse me.
Sorry. You're right. It's not a simple pleasure. So I guess that we have to take a look at the top 10 simple pleasures, things that don't cost you a whole lot of money, like board games or black t-shirt collections.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you think you have a simple pleasure that's cheap?
Simple pleasure. Well, wow.
I do.
Yeah, what's yours?
Mine is when I vacuum out my car, wash it, and then have a full tank of gas.
Ooh.
Oh, so cleaning the car.
Have you seen gas prices? That ain't cheap.
Oh, no, it's gone down. Well, I live up north, so it's a little cheaper.
Yeah, and hopefully after this ridiculousness happening in the Middle East with all the bombings of the oil fields, hopefully we don't got to pay more because I feel like it's a conspiracy. And next thing you know, oh, holiday time. Now my gas is going to go up and they're going to blame it on somebody when really it's the man.
Okay.
It's the man.
Yeah.
All right.
Vicky, not on the list. Which is, I like the completionist, though. See, I love to complete things, and that does give me a high. And really, I suppose if you're doing chores or whatever, if that gives you a pleasure, that's simple, that's inexpensive.
A good cup of coffee, as sad as that sounds, but that's a simple pleasure.
Good cup of Joe there, Agent.
Well, you know, I mean, what's that, a few bucks? Maybe 30, 40 bucks if you go to Starbucks, you know. I'm kidding. Kidding, of course.
A good cup of coffee, not on the list. What do we have? Oh, actually, coffee is tied. Well, actually, it just missed the top 10. Coffee's on there, but just missed the top 10. And
oh, I got one.
Okay.
It's food, but my wife, it's a very simple pleasure. And it's always great when we go somewhere that has both vegan and non-vegan options.
Oh, you got number three, I bet.
Ice cream.
Yes, number three.
Yes. Yep. Seriously.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Yesterday, I had that big match against Ethan Page. Been trying to keep my diet intact, you know, trying to do my best to stay physically ready for this. And match ends. You know, I might have swung. Well, not might have. I swung by McDonald's and got myself a McFlurry. Yeah.
Good for
victory
you, buddy.
Victory McFlurry.
McFlurry.
It's the greatest McFlurry I've had ever.
That's
I almost went and stopped at another McDonald's after it because I just didn't want it to end and it was over.
Wow.
So I almost got another McFlurry.
Yeah.
Wow.
What flavor, Steve?
Oreo.
Oreo.
It's the only way to go.
It's the only way he goes.
You don't like peanut butter cup?
No, there's nothing else other than Oreo. Any other time I've tried something other than Oreo just to kind of mix it up.
Saddens him.
It's great because it's a McFlurry, but I know what's better.
You got FOMO. You're like, I just missed out on an Oreo McFlurry. What was I doing?
Better.
Yeah. That's not number one, though. Number two is totally not me. I'm just going to say it.
I'm going to guess exercise.
No.
Well,
thanks, Vic.
Get out of here, Vicky.
I at least walk. I mean, I do a lot of walking.
Hikes. Up the escalator.
Dude, I tired my wife out. My wife does a lot of martial arts and a lot of training.
I
walk the beach. I walked a good 2, 3, maybe even 4. I don't know how long the beach is, but I walked it one way and then all the way back the other way.
It's true that then you parked in Oregon and you walked all the beaches to California, beaches. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just straight down there, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, come on. I mean,
but you don't like it, though. You don't like to work out.
That's walking is the only exercise that I like. Which, you know, if you do a vigorous walk, like if you really do a hike, I mean, you're getting a good workout.
But it's not number two?
No, number two is cooking your favorite meal.
Cooking it?
Yeah, see, I don't like cooking at all.
Oh, yeah, see, but...
unless it's barbecuing.
There we go, and that's exactly there's a sense of accomplishment when I can put a large piece of meat inside my Traeger, and then it comes out... ultra delicious.
But now the Traeger is it under $1,800? Because that's not a simple purchase.
Oh yeah, it's under $1,800.
Yeah, it's under $1,800.
But then you factor in all the meat you're buying over the course of a year.
See?
Yeah, and you got to get the good meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't skimp on that.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't really like cooking for myself, so that's how I end up usually eating cereal. But if I can cook for someone else, that's a lot of fun for me.
All right, well, cooking somebody else's favorite meal. Yep. Good. Would you cook me something I like? Because I hate cooking.
Yeah, so. Remember when she made us get those quesadillas?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Quesadillas.
They were great quesadillas.
Made with tortillas.
I did number one this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sex.
I was about to say.
You know, sex is actually not on this list.
Well, it's expensive for some.
Yeah.
Touché, sir.
Good point.
I mean.
Yeah. I even social networked about it, as a matter of fact.
Read a book.
Good call, but that wasn't it.
Hmm.
That's not the number one thing. I did
shopping.
Shopping. Actually, buying new clothes is number four.
I'm trying to think of the things that you group texted us.
Yeah. I group texted that I was walking the beach, listening to Weezer, and listening to your favorite music. Over half of us say, yes, that is a simple pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think about like, and at first I was like, well, it's not that bad. I'm only dropping, you know, about $11-$12 on a streaming service. And that's really, I was thinking that's about, and then I buy some vinyl here and there, but it's not $1,800 worth of vinyl. And then I thought about the concerts and I'm like, well, I do buy tickets to this show and that show. It probably does, I don't know if it's $1,800 worth of music, but it's definitely a few hundred dollars.
It's a game changer. I know people are into Spotify and everything, and I haven't completely figured out the ease of what I'm trying to do on YouTube Music, but I got YouTube Premium, so it lets me watch all the shows that they have original, download every damn video they have to a device so I don't need Wi-Fi or internet to watch the stuff, and it comes with YouTube Music, which included the new Tool album, and of course everything Weezer's done. At this point, it's a game changer. And I don't know the difference between that and Spotify yet because I haven't done my own playlist really and whatever, I mean, you know.
Music streaming is they're all pretty similar. So YouTube Music sounds similar to Apple Music or Spotify or Tidal for some that are into the Tidal one. They're all kind of the same. You have every band that you'd hope for at your on your phone, basically.
See, everybody's up in the game. You know, with Amazon, you get the delivery of your stuff as well as their shows, as well as the Amazon Music, though that's limited. You don't get the full Amazon Music. You get if you get an Alexa, you get all that. Everybody's going, not only do we offer you this, but we offer you this too. So it's tough if you're a one-trick pony like a Spotify. How do you compete against everybody else that's offering you more plus what Spotify does? does.
Well, they do bundle deals, like I know with Hulu and stuff, so you can score a lot of deals that way.
Yeah. So that's the thing. If Hulu's saying we're going to give you guys here, Disney Plus is supposed to be involved with Hulu in some way. How is anybody going to keep? I mean, that's going to be tough for Netflix, because all they're doing right now, Netflix, all they're doing right now is just giving me shows. They're good.
That's all they're doing.
But that's all they're
that's
doing.
All they're doing.
I hate to say it, but
time to step it up.
Yeah, Amazon gives me free shipping and shows.
Yep.
You know, Hulu's giving me Disney. They're giving me access to the mouse.
So what does Netflix need to add on to it?
Well, maybe
foot rubs,
music streaming, foot rubs. Yeah, I think foot rubs would be
good. Adult content.
Oh, ooh.
Wow. Netflix original.
Like spice, this, like,
wow.
Netflix After Dark.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I mean, they have the kids one. Why not an adult one?
Or they just maybe have carry the entire collection of all the Skinamax movies from that we all knew.
Oh, back in the day.
That we all knew.
Yeah.
That Steve knows very well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of movies, that's number six on the list, but it's like just regular going to the movies. So people are still doing that, apparently. Simple pleasure. That's nice. Watching a sunrise or sunset, no doubt about it.
It is really relaxing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Especially in, I mean, I think hopefully everyone at some point in their life can get to enjoy being in Hawaii. And honestly, just for the simple reason of watching that sun go down as quickly as it goes down, there's just something really unique and cool.
Have you guys ever witnessed the green sunset?
Oh, the green flash?
Yeah, the green flash.
We joke about it all the time, my wife and I, because we had a friend who said she was an expert at viewing it, and she saw it every time, and my wife and I have never seen it.
Neither have I.
We try every time.
Yeah, every time we do the exact same thing. We're like, all right, you're supposed to see it, and I'm like, I don't see anything, but it's pretty.
Especially down in California, because there's not a lot of clouds, there's not a lot of trees, so you can really see the sun go down. I don't see a flash. I never
see
anything.
Well, in Southern California, you got all the pollution and stuff, too, kind of blocking all that. I think it's because you're in Hawaii and you're far away from that stuff that it's supposed to happen.
So we'll never see the green flash, is what you're saying, until we go to Hawaii.
Until you go to Hawaii. So
damn it!
Here's a good reason to go to Hawaii.
Let's go, Steve.
I'm in.
All right.
we leave today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Number
five is holding hands with someone you love.
That is fun.
I like grabbing her butt. Personally, like
don't look at me when you say that. Look at Vicky or somebody else.
No. I like when you grab your butt face.
Is it like a goose or is it just like a gentle hold?
It's not romantic. Like okay. I'm not gonna be awkward in front of people. But like when we go on a walk, I mean, we hold hands and that's really fun. Or I put my arm around and that's super fun. But there's just something about everyone's well, just reaching down and just giving a squeeze.
Is that like an ownership thing? Like this?
No,
is mine.
I just love butts and it's my wife's butt.
You cannot lie. My wife's butt.
See, okay, I love doing the...
I cannot lie.
It's almost the sly way of doing it, but putting my hand in her back pocket.
Oh.
So it's just like, oh, I'm just, you know, putting my hand in her back pocket, and then, you know, honky, honky.
Okay, that doesn't sound right. The two of you are idiots. Can I just say that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you not grab your wife's butt?
I do, but I don't honky, honky, and
well,
I don't yell honky, honky.
Yeah, I don't say it out loud, but I do think it.
Again, that doesn't make you less of an idiot.
Honky, honky.
Well, do your ladies do it back to you guys?
Do what, honky?
No,
honky?
My wife doesn't go. No, that's
yeah.
This is like a danger zone. She goes to the front.
Yeah,
she calls my butt the danger zone. She's not going anywhere near that.
Truth,
I don't blame her.
Because like when I'm dating a guy, I like doing.
And
the
I
same
mean by
thing.
Grabbing the butt.
Yes. No. We're not doing anything.
Okay. I want to make sure.
A good like squeeze, like ha ha, I got your butt.
Ha ha.
This is my butt.
Like got your nose or something?
I think it's an ownership thing. That's what I think.
So he says, listening to you guys every morning. That makes my week.
Oh.
And we are very simple.
We are very, very simple. We are a simple, somewhat pleasure. And finally, being able to sleep in with a no alarm and a comfortable bed. The two of them are really... And taking a long, hot shower. Nice.
Yeah, I had a chat with one of the guys, Jake Atlas, who's this great wrestler that's blowing up on the indie scene. He's from California, and he wrestled yesterday at Without a Cause with us. And I was just BSing with him. I'm like, oh, when'd you get in? He goes, oh, I got to get up super early for the flight, but whatever. And I'm like, well, are you staying the night? And he goes, no, I'm going to get back home tonight. You know, so he left the wrestling show at like around 6-7 o'clock, got on a plane, was gonna get home by around midnight, and then I looked at him and go, well, he's like, yeah, it's a little bit of a grind. I'm like, but you get your own bed. He's like, exactly. There's something about having being able to end the night, you know, and still be able to go to bed in your own bed.
I could see that.
And save a couple of dollars on hotel, of course, and all that good stuff.
That's a good point. Plus the later flights are usually a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad deal. All right, well, Mr. Champion over here, by the way, likes to, anytime he gets to bring up, he's still the verified champion.
Thank you. Big win yesterday.
Big cheat yesterday is what I noticed.
Stop cheating if you win.
Yeah, true. And you know what? That doesn't mean he has a chance against you. Yeah. You can beat Steve right now, 206-421-ROCK. Call in if you want to beat Steve. We're playing Beat Migs at 847.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.